Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung Jr. along with Rick. As we looked at and we listened to our broadcast partners today talk about the events that are taking place, it really does seem like we are covering many of the same stories, but those are the nations that are in Bible prophecy.
They are, and if you wanted to start off with Ken Timmerman, who was our first interview on this program, we spent a lot of time talking about China. And even if you were to open a newspaper today, right now, or go to a mainstream news website, you would see a lot about China. They're certainly in the news, but we know that they have a role to play in Bible prophecy as well.
They sure do. You know, and even there were two stories that I thought that were prominent in the news last week. One is the United States' vulnerability to Chinese electromagnetic attack. And that story quoted a lot of Peter Pry. Peter Pry, we've had on our program before. The United States is really at the mercy, I believe, and I've said this often, United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy except in Zechariah chapter 14. When it says all nations will be gathered to the city of Jerusalem. And if the United States is still around after the rapture of the church, it will be gathered there. So, you know, when you look at these stories that are appearing on different news sources and the attack of an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States, which would render us basically inoperable as a nation, yes, we're seeing these nations that are coming together that are going to be playing a major role in the end times. And there's also another one where China shows solidarity with Iran amid pressure. We see China, and we had a question from one of our listeners pertaining to China and Russia and China and Iran. Again, this is why we focus on those nations, so that, you know, we might know, we might understand that they're moving into power again. The major parts and pieces to Bible prophecy are falling into place.
A story we don't often cover, or a topic we don't often cover, Jimmy, is the growth and the continued growth of the ultra-Orthodox, of the Haredi in Israel. And how might that be important when it comes to the role that they are going to play in God's end time scenario?
Oh, yes. Well, it definitely plays a role. You know, not only do we see the prophecy of Ezekiel 37 of the two sticks being put in separate hands, one named Judah and one Ephraim, and then they come back together in the hand as Ezekiel is told to write these things down. But, you know, when you look at Revelation chapter 7 and the 12,000 of the 12 tribes of Israel, 144,000, I believe that those 144,000 are largely going to come from the religious Jewish population in Israel as they begin to come back on the scene as the two witnesses from Revelation 11 preach on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. And these 144,000 male virgin Jews, it says in Revelation chapter 14, they come to prominence, and they will then take the gospel, the message that Jesus is the true Messiah and how to have eternal life. They will take that message to all of the earth, and the gospel will be given at that point in time to the whole earth. So yes, it plays a very important role in the future.
Well, and also if you look at it, you know, they're studying the Old Testament, but if you're following along on our daily devotionals that we send out daily, and then I'm personally going through a Bible study, essentially we've been in Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, and it's so amazing how everything points towards Christ. These religious, ultra-Orthodox religious Jews, obviously they do not believe in Christ right now, but they're studying the Old Testament scripture, and at some point their eyes are going to be open and they're going to be illuminated as to who Christ really was.
And today we also heard from Winky Madad and Steve Herzig. They were both talking about Hanukkah that is coming up, the festival of dedication or the festival of lights. With Winky Madad, we talked about not only the struggle for the land that is the Jewish people and what belongs to them, but the Palestinians that are fighting and have a conflict with the Jewish people. We talked about the awareness of the Jews and the Temple Mount and the temple that will be standing in the future. And with Steve Herzig, we talked about the Jewish people and Hanukkah. And it was Jesus who said himself, "I am the light of the world. I have come that you might have eternal life." you know, I think it's important in these times, and we learn from Steve and his ministry at Friends of Israel, we learn from Steve how important and how we could use these Old Testament stories and principles and things that take place, as you said, Rick, we can use those when we are witnessing to the Jewish people during this holiday or holy day season.
You're 100% correct, Jimmy, and it was great hearing about Hanukkah from the Jewish perspective, but then also, of course, from Steve Herzig from Friends of Israel and the Christian perspective there as well.
Yes. And on the Legacy Series today, we're teaching through the book of Daniel, the times of the Gentiles, the practical and prophetic aspect of the book. And I'm so looking forward to the next series that will take place in the month of December about where the Messiah, the one that would come, where he would be born, and all the prophecies pertaining to not only his first coming, but the second coming. Rick, thanks so much for joining with me today on the program. Thanks for doing the work, the legwork, and asking the serious questions, helping the body of Christ to, as we examine current events, to understand the times in which we're living.
Yes, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure today, and this is so very important for our ministry that you understand what's taking place and that you're able to place it in proper context, and that's what we're here for.
Yes, we take a look at current events, we look at what's happening, how it relates to Bible prophecy, and really, God is such an awesome God, but he says, look, I cannot tell you when these events are going to take place, but I can show you. And that's what we do, is we see these nations and leaders and events kind of lining up. That stage is set for Bible prophecy, that final timeline, beginning with the rapture of the church, going into the tribulation period, the second coming, the 1,000-year millennial kingdom, and then the great white throne judgment. The whole reason of why we study Bible prophecy is to help to motivate us to live a pure, productive, holy life in an unholy world, and to know the times in which we're living, to prioritize our lives so that we can be busy about the Lord's work. Rick, thanks so much. We'll see you again next week on the radio.
I'm looking forward to it, Jimmy.
Thank you for joining with us today. And if you have a question or a comment, please send it to Jimmy Jr. at prophecytoday.com. Well, with all that we've seen today, and again, as we examine current events, we can't help but say that the rapture could happen at any moment. Let's keep looking up until